We pet our dog when it has a fear. We pet our dogs when it has a fear. We talk to our children and tell them, there, there, all is okay. Let go and let all those fears and all those anxieties drift away. We talk to our children, we talk to our pets, we talk to our world, and we say, all is peace. All is peace. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is peace. We talk to our pets when they have a fear. We pet our pets. We hold our children close. We hold our beloved in our arms and we say, now, now, everything is in divine order. Everything is fine. Just let go and let all of those anxieties disappear. Why is it that we can say that? Why is it that we can say, let those anxieties disappear? Why can we say, let those things that disturb you go by the way and not be disturbed by them? Not be disturbed by them in any way. We can do that because all that matters is what our thought is at the moment. All that matters is what our thought is at the moment that we are thinking about it. And if we can put our mind at rest, if we can put our thought at rest, if we can put our conditions at rest, and let those things that once disturbed us pass away, then we are in charge of ourselves. We are in charge of ourselves, and the fears that were there disappear. I was working at my desk this morning, and as I was working at my desk, it was 5 o'clock in the morning, and Ruby went into the other room and started to bark. And so I got up and went into the other room to see what was disturbing her. I couldn't see anything. Whatever was disturbing her was hidden from me, but she scented something and she was disturbed. And I said, there, there, Ruby. All is in divine order. Relax now. Be at peace. Relax, Ruby. Relax. And Ruby put her head in my hands and let me cuddle her and tell her that all is at peace. And when I said that to her, she stopped barking, she stopped being concerned, her anxiety disappeared. The condition that had disturbed her was still present somewhere, but she no longer had a reason to fear because I was there taking care of her. I was there loving her. I was there petting her and telling her that everything is okay, all is right with the world. If we can do that for our pets, if we can do that for our world, if we could just say, there, there, and let whatever was fearful pass away. Whatever was fearful really does pass away. It really does cease to be important to us. It really does cease to be in our world. So when we say to ourselves, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, the anxieties of life disappear. All of those things that disturbed us, that upset us, that caused us feelings of unrest are gone. And why are they gone? Because they really weren't there in the first place. It's only we allowed our mind to think about something, to worry about something, to think that something was disturbing us. And when we can take our thoughts and return them to the divine within us, the good within us, all those anxieties disappear and fade away just as though they were never there in the first place. And as they fade away and as they disappear, we are content. We are at peace. We are surrounded by a gentle heart. When we are surrounded by a gentle heart, all of life is worth living. All of life is worth the experience of being peace. We can do that. All of us can do that. We don't have to just do it for our pets or for children or for our loved ones that we do for some. Do it for yourself. Say to yourself, I am peace. Take a deep breath and let it all out 10 times if you must. And by the time you've done that 10 times, your body is relaxed. Your body is at peace. All of those things that disturbed you only 10 breaths ago are now gone. They're now gone and no longer anything that is causing you displeasing. You no longer are displeased by it. You let it go. You release it. You let it go. You cease to give it importance in your world. If we can do that with things that displease us, then we can certainly do that with things that please us. We can say, I am independently wealthy. I am happy. My body is a temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I live in an ideal world. I live in an ideal life. I live in an ideal always. Always the ideal. I live in peace. I live in joy. I live in magic. I live in all that is good. Because this is who I am. This is who you are. We pet our pets because that helps them to release anxiety, release the need to control their world, the need to understand what's going on in the outer. And they become attended to what's going on the inner, and they are at peace with the inner. They're at peace. They're at love with the unconditional love that we show them and pet them. And we can do that to ourselves too. When we have a hurt, we just take our hand and gently pet that hurt. And we say, all is in divine order. And the hurt instantly is gone. All is in divine order. And we are at peace. We are living in the dimension of bliss. We are living in the dimension of the allness of good. It's up to you if you're going to let yourself, let yourself pet your pets. Let yourself caress your loved ones, your children, your spouse. Let yourself caress the world and say, there, there, all is peace. All is in divine order. All is good. All is wonderful. And when you do that, only good and wonderful things happen. And they're yours right now. They're yours right now. They're yours right now. Do that for yourself. Know that for yourself. Live that for yourself. Pet yourself. Pet your pets. Caress your loved ones, starting with yourself, and say, all is peace, all is bliss, all is harmony, and all is good right now. And I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And I live in a peaceful world. No matter what the winds may be doing outside, no matter what the rains may be doing outside, no matter what any of the weather may be doing outside, I say all is in divine order now. All is in divine order. I do not look at the effects. I look at the thought within myself. What thought do I have within myself? And that is the only thing that I live by. That's the only thing I know, and that's the only thing that I am. And that's my world. That's my world. I pet my world. And I call it good and very good. I pet my family, and I call them good and very good. I caress myself, and I say, this is a divine world, and I am the center of it. And all is in divine order now and forevermore. Join me in this conviction, in this realization, in this statement for yourself that I have for myself. And let life be a marvelous, enjoyable experience for you now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.